Inside Mac.
Hello and welcome to Inside Mac News in partnership with MacMinute.com for Wednesday, November 22nd, 2006. Inside Mac News is your daily source for all things Macintosh. I'm Dina Orlando. Let's get inside Mac. Apple reaches an historical high. Mr. O'Reilly, think before you speak. And Microsoft just doesn't get it. Apple shares have hit an historical high as analyst Sha Wu attributed the strength in the company's stock to solid performance in both the company's Mac and iPod business. Wu expects Apple to sell 14 million iPods in the final quarter of the year, but he added there's a very good chance they'll sell more. Apple shares rose $1.47 to $87.94 at midday trading on the NASDAQ after hitting $88. Wu also stated that he expects Apple to sell 1.8 million Macs. Going off on a tangent is what talk radio personalities do best. It creates compelling radio, and if it's really controversial, it creates news. In reaction to the PlayStation hype over the weekend, conservative talker Bill O'Reilly held up the iPod and the Sony PlayStation 3 as an example of how American society is changing for the worse because of the machines. He said in the past, to flee the real world, people usually chose drugs or alcohol. Now you don't have to do that. Now all you have to do is have enough money to buy a machine. He said if this is your primary focus in life, it's going to have a staggering negative effect for America. He goes on to say, I really fear for the United States because believe me, the jihadists, they're not playing video games. They're killing real people over there. And lastly, he said, I don't own an iPod. I would never wear an iPod. But oddly enough, if you go to his website at BillO'Reilly.com, you may notice a picture of an iPod with the head of a bald eagle. If you click on that icon, it takes you to a screen where O'Reilly promotes his podcast of Radio Factor, which is only available to premium members of the website. The premium members pay a membership cost of $4.95 a month, or $49.95 a year. So Mr. O'Reilly may not own an iPod or even wear an iPod, but he certainly is making money off of the popular music device. The Sue Happy Movie Studios are at it again. This time they filed a lawsuit against the small company Load & Go Video for loading DVDs onto a personal media player like the iPod Video. Load & Go sells both DVDs and iPods and will load the DVD onto the iPod for customers who purchase both. The company then sends the iPod and the original DVD to the customer. The customer has purchased every DVD and Load & Go just saves him the trouble of ripping the movie. The movie studio suit claims that this is illegal because ripping a DVD is illegal under the DMCA and it constitutes copyright infringement. So what's next? This may have a direct impact on the home user. As far as the movie studios are concerned, you should have to repurchase all your DVD movies a second time if you want to watch your movies on your iPod. The popular Shuffle now has its own ad online. The short commercial shows how easily the device can attach to people's clothes as a series of overlapping images of models attach the device to their shirt, jackets, and scarves. Check it out at apple.com. Keeping up with digital imaging is a snap. Inside Digital Photo is your one-shot, one-stop for audio and video broadcasts that's aimed at amateur and professional photographer. Hosts Scott Shepard and Jay DeFore, editor of popphoto.com, get an in-depth view of the latest release of Aperture 1.5.1 from Apple's senior product manager Joe Shore during the Photo Plus Expo 2006. Hear a recap of the 20-plus new features included in the latest release of this all-in-one post-production tool for digital photography workflows. Joe also explains how input from pro photographers helped Apple redesign an intuitive workflow that saves time and file integrity. A full-functioning 30-day free trial is available at apple.com/aperture/trial. Coming up, Gates gives the iPod two thumbs up and the newest place to mingle with friends.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to Inside Mac News, your daily source for all things Macintosh. I'm Dina Orlando. A new iPod dock lets you dance to the oldies with a twist. The new Juke dock is an iPod dock that blends nostalgia, modern design, advanced technology, and style. The Art Techno piece is a modern interpretation of a 1950s jukebox that incorporates your home stereo's remote to adjust tracks, playlists, or any other iPod function. The patent-pending revolutionary docking station control system includes four modes, three brightness levels per mode, freeze, resume, cycle speed, and also a rainbow of adjustable colors. The jukebox is shipping now for $99.99 US in white, with black models arriving in a few weeks. The award-winning Phone Valet will turn your Mac into a virtual call center with unlimited voicemail boxes. Message Center 5.0 is now offering new capabilities and a new interface for the small office, home, and home office. The new interface now includes a patent-pending call completion technology, or CCT, which directs an incoming caller to a person or department, plays music or audio information as the caller is being transferred, then directs the caller to voicemail or other audio information options if the call can't be answered in person. In addition, the new release expands Apple Address Book integration for dialing and looking up incoming callers. Phone Valet 5.0 retails at $169 per line for new users and includes software and Parlance USB telephone adapter. It's available from Parlance website at www.parlance.com. A week has gone by and the Zune is showing its true colors. An article from IT Wire discusses Microsoft's bad decision to forego Plays for Sure. With that move, the article stated that the software company stabbed its partners in the back and made their customers start from scratch with a new online music store that offers very little, no movies, no TV shows, and no podcasts. The article states that people already have Windows Media Player on their desktops, but Microsoft forces them to download an incompatible clone if they want Zune. And compared to iTunes 7, which took about 5 minutes to download, the Zune software download took nearly 30 minutes, and when it's time to buy a song, consumers have to use Microsoft money instead of real money. iTunes is working for Apple because they made it easy and inexpensive to buy music online and incorporated simple online cash transactions that enable users to pay just for what they get. The article goes on to say that iPod users won't be willing to ditch all the songs and videos they've downloaded just to switch to Zune, which has very limited content on its online site. The whole Zune experience shows that Microsoft just doesn't get it. Speaking of Microsoft, Mr. Gates gave the iPod two thumbs up. When interviewed by talk show host Charlie Rose, Gates said the iPod was phenomenal, unbelievable, and fantastic, something the market had latched onto. But in discussing the Zune, he stated that Microsoft's goal with Zune is more modest than replacing the iPod. He said it's a growing market and we can get some of the new users and some of the switchers. We just need to excite people about the idea of sharing music and video through Zune's built-in Wi-Fi. The Apple Store has become more than just a retail space. It's become a meeting place for teens and techies. And according to one of the store's geniuses, it's a bridge between the average Joe and the computer elite. And they're flocking to the Apple Store to learn and play, as it has changed the attitude of the electronics customers from "how do I use it?" to "what can I do with it?" But not only are the stores helpful to the consumer, they're also seen as cool. Although other electronic-centered stores allow customers to sample and test the merchandise, the open space setting of all Apple stores is uniquely inviting. Shoppers are encouraged to do whatever they want. For example, musicians come in with their external hard drives, set themselves up at a computer, and spend the whole day cutting tracks. And teens take photos of themselves and send them out using a new MacBook. One Apple store in New York has become so popular for teens that it has had to impose a restriction by shutting off access to MySpace.com and YouTube.com because the teens have been clogging up the network. When asked why teens spend so much time in a place usually reserved for the tech-minded, one teenager said that you just get to play with stuff and it makes computers cool. And about this time, I usually talk about the Wacky Mac story of the day, but we decided that sometimes less is more, so the Wacky Mac story of the day is slightly morphing. Stories like getting dumped at the altar for spending your honeymoon money on iTunes or spotting a rock formation that looks like a Native American with earbuds. These are some of the stranger than fiction stories you'll hear every Friday on the Wacky Mac Story of the Week. You can take a whack at your own Wacky Mac story by sending your name, city, and the source of your story to me, Dina_Orlando@InsideMacMedia.com. That's Dina_Orlando@InsideMacMedia.com. And if it's true, I'll use the most interesting and unusual story from now on Fridays. And that's Inside Mac News for Wednesday, November 22nd, 2006. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and I'm going to be taking some time off. I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, and join me on Friday when we'll get Inside Mac News.